This is Decoded Datebook for March 20th. It's a long way from Norway to Kindred, North Dakota, yet deep connections between the locations still remain. The key link involved the Hertzgard family. The story began in Gol, located in Hallingdal Valley, where Jorgen and Ingrid Hertzgard farmed on a small patch of land. They were not prosperous, yet they had 7 children in 19 years of marriage. The oldest child, Ole Hertzgard, was born on this date in 1842. Ole's father, Jorgen, died in 1860. A few years later, widow Ingrid and 5 of the children emigrated to America, seeking new opportunities. The Hertzgards first went to Rock County, Wisconsin, joining a colony of immigrant Norwegians before deciding to find less crowded lands farther west. They journeyed to Spring Grove in southeastern Minnesota, but the land available for farming was already filled with Norwegian families. And so, Ole Hertzgard, as the oldest son, went forth as a scout to find land in Dakota Territory. In the spring of 1871, Ole, accompanied by Ole Iverson, reached Fort Abercrombie. From there, the two Oles walked 25 miles to the Cheyenne River and found a good place for homesteading. That summer, the rest of the Hertzgard family arrived via an oxen-drawn covered wagon to make land claims. Widow Ingrid, with sons Ole, Knut, and Peter, and daughters Barbara, Olag, and Birgit, thus became the first settlers in the vicinity of what would later become the town of Kindred. 19 Norwegian families followed the Hertzgards in 1871. Their faith being central to their lives, these families established their own Norwegian Evangelical Lutheran Church in 1872. The town of Kindred was founded 9 years later when the Great Northern Railroad laid tracks there. Named for Fargo's William A. Kindred, the town grew gradually. Kindred's history books credit Ole Hertzgard as its pioneering settler. Ole lived to age 59, dying in 1901. The word kindred means kinsfolk or group of related persons. And even today, Kindred has a strong Norwegian heritage, with plenty of Norwegian kinsfolk in town and on adjacent farmsteads. It is no coincidence that its sports teams are the Kindred Vikings. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.